continue through this holy season of Advent with that phrase of the three wise men on our hearts and in our minds, that we are coming to adore the newborn king, coming to pay him homage. And the church asks us to renew our joy today, to rejoice because the Lord is near. It's Gaudete Sunday. We're filled with hope at the nearness of God, that he, his coming is imminent. And I wanted to speak about hope in the context of how that's fed by our prayer in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament through our adoration. You know, people made great sacrifices to go out to the desert to hear the word of John the Baptist, to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. And I know it's a sacrifice to set aside time to be with Jesus, to go to adoration. My first real extended exposure to Eucharistic adoration was when I was in minor seminary. had some exposure when I was in college, but in minor seminary, 6 a.m. every day was our holy hour, adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Now, this is the person who my Lenten resolution my freshman year of college was to wake up by 8 a.m. every morning, okay? And that was not easy. That was a real sacrifice for me. So 6 a.m., not quite what I would have chosen for myself. But I really believe that it was those times, that was when I learned how to pray for real. That is when Jesus taught me how to share my heart with him every morning. Every morning there in his presence, every morning trying to be open to what he wants to say to me and sharing my heart with him. So it's a sacrifice to go to Eucharistic adoration. But what do we do when we pray, right? A few of the things, just as a basic movement. First of all, we're trying to grasp who Jesus is. Right? Just like Jesus said, or John the Baptist sent his disciples to find out, well, is Jesus who he says he is? John believes, but he wants his disciples to believe, so he wants them to come into contact with him. He wants them to question him so that they can have their hearts open to faith and they can make that choice to believe in him and to follow him. That's what we do in adoration. We sit before what looks like a piece of bread or Jesus hidden in the tabernacle, and we say, well, are you who you say you are? Are you the Son of God? Are you the Savior? Is that really you, God? Are you really there? And we give Jesus permission to reveal himself. And subtly, slowly, he does. He shows who he is. Just like he responded to John's disciples. Well, what do you see, right? What are you witnessing? That's evidence. That's proof for you of who I am, right? The more we spend time in adoration, the more the fruits of his grace begin to be manifested in our life, we realize it really is him. It is God. It is my Savior. It is the one who loves me perfectly. Okay, so that's one movement, the movement of asking, are you who you say you are? And the second movement is our response about our life. Okay, who is Jesus? What does that reveal about me? I'm going to make something of a confession today. They say that all of us struggle primarily with one of the three theological virtues, whether that's faith, hope, or love. Okay, so for each of us, we'll find one of those three to be the most particularly challenging in our life. For me, clearly, when I look at my own life, hope is the one that I struggle with the most. I'm always the one that's finding what's wrong, finding what we could be doing better, what the challenges and the obstacles are, right? Instead of focusing on what I can accomplish, my tendency is to look at all the things that I can't get done, all that I would like to do and haven't done, and so on. I tend to see that panoply of the ignorance and the injustice and the lack of faith and all the things that I wish were different, okay? And I have a hard time believing that what I do matters and that God's really in control and that he'll work it all out in the end. So my biggest struggle among those three, faith, hope, and love, is the struggle for hope. So a lot of times when I'm there in adoration, that's what's being ground out in my heart, okay? This problem, all the stuff that I bring before the Lord, he's just trying to churn through all of that hardness in my heart that I cling to that really amounts to a lack of hope. And oftentimes, I'll leave adoration renewed, refreshed, ready to trust, ready to begin again, filled with that theological virtue, the gift of God, his hope, okay? Now, it's not every time, and when I think back on my prayer time, there are many times when I realize I didn't give that stuff to him. I didn't give my worries and my preoccupations, my difficulties, my challenges. I just clung to it all. Instead of adoring him, I was actually fixating on my own problems or struggles. So I leave those times of prayer just as I came, burdened with all of that stuff. And I leave with regret that, why am I still hanging on to this stuff, right? It's not within myself that I find hope. It's in the Lord that I find hope. It's outside. Just as Isaiah was saying, look to the Lord to see his glory. He is the one that is coming with vindication, right? So when we come before the Lord, right, we are questioning him. Who are you? Are you who you say you are? And he reveals this stuff in our life, and he invites us to give it to him, to look to him for our salvation. So what I'm really saying here, I'm not trying to put myself up as the example that I want you to be more like me. What I'm really saying is, you don't want to be like I would be if I didn't spend any time in adoration, okay? Because I know that I would be as overwhelmed as I feel sometimes, as difficult as it is to cling to hope. I know that I would be in some dark hole, psychologically, spiritually, mentally, if it weren't for what the Lord is able to do in adoration. I'm not telling you to be more like me. I'm saying you wouldn't want to be like I would be if I didn't have adoration. Okay? Isaiah said to us that sorrow and mourning will flee. Right? You might not feel it the first instant you go to adoration, but in time you will realize what that experience is like to have given something over to the Lord. And then everything dissipates, the fog, the confusion, the darkness, the sorrow, the weight, the burden. He takes it away because he is the Lord. He has come with his vindication. He reveals his glory. So our prayer expresses our hope. It expresses our hope that God can do it, right? That God is God. And it strengthens our hope, okay? So especially if you're like me and you have a hope problem, if you struggle with hope, adoration is where you can come to express that hope and to let the Lord strengthen it in your life. Rejoice with me, friends. The Lord is near. Exercise that hope. Live in hope. And he will reveal his glory. We will be able to see it. The Lord is near. Rejoice.